Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers five times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
You're going to live walking raw, right?
You have to go through life like preparing yourself to take on whatever comes at you and be able to take it in.
Drop it like a hat. Drop it like a hat. Drop it like a hat.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Hi.
Oh, little Miss Sunshine.
How are you, girls?
Good. Good. How are you?
I'm amazing. Look at my view.
My gosh, it's glitching. I want to see your view, but I can't.
Oh my gosh.
Are you in a private house?
Yeah, it's awesome. Yes, I'm in heaven. I'm here. I'm living life.
How long are you there?
2 weeks.
Oh. And I feel like you were just in Miami. Why are you trying to, what are you doing to us?
I'm living.
Good girl.
Girl, you know me, guys. I'm living. I'm not like, had a baby and I'm like, let's live. Like, I'm not letting anything stop
me. Is your husband with you?
Yeah, of course.
He's a surgeon. I didn't know if he was off or on or.
He's a fertility doctor.
No,
right?
He's a fertility doctor. So he's like, and he's kind of taken a paternity leave a little bit with the baby so we can work on Anna. I say it's for the baby, but really so we can work on Anna. I love that you do this from your car. Like, it's like, yeah. So epic.
Well, it's the best because, you know, when we're thinking about the day and like we're all over the place, we don't have to like make it to a studio or go inside of our boring homes. We just do it in the car.
It's your homes are like the least boring place on earth with everything happening in them, but I totally get it. The car is like the jam. You're like, you know what? I'm not going to try and like get there.
No,
you're coming to me in my car.
I'm going to pull over when it's time to record. Okay, so let's start. Roxy, we're so excited to have you here on the podcast. We met you years ago when you were the housewife of Toronto. That feels like ages ago.
I know. I went from like professional housewife to professional everything else.
I know. So we guys, for you guys that are listening, ET Canada did a segment and we got to meet Roxy and like basically spend a day in the life of one of the housewives. We ended up going on a private plane and seeing how she shops. And it was really fun. And ever since we've kept in touch, but for everyone who's listening, how would you describe who you are and like what you are offering to the world right now?
Oh, offering to the world. I love that.
Oh my God. I love that. Okay, let's say what I hope I'm offering to the world.
Okay.
I hope I am inspiring women to live their best lives confidently and happily in their bodies. And I hope that through me, they do that through fashion. You know, I just launched my app, Anna, which is all about mental health and their bodies and their hormones. So all of it collectively, making women live their life the best they can and be happy. I hope that's what I offer to the world.
And can you tell us a little bit about like how you got to a place of you are leading by example? Like, tell us a little bit about your story and how you got to a place that seems so content.
It's such like a complicated journey, this like journey of self-love. Like when I have been this like curvaceous girl, nobody's curvy until like recently. That's what it felt like. Like it's like trendy now. But when I was a teenager, all my girlfriends looked exactly the same. When I was in university, if you were not blonde, a size zero, and like really straight body type, like no one would talk to you. Like I wasn't like desired in the same way. And I had to like go through life finding my own confidence when like that type just didn't exist. Like I was so far from what pretty girls were, is what I felt. And which is so crazy because I was this like happy, I felt it was beautiful and my body wasn't anything that I should be ashamed of. I was just a little bit curvier than the average girl I was hanging out with. And that's kind of like, where
Roxy,
this like, body journey started.
Like, your whole life since you were a little girl, or like, was it something that happened during puberty or?
But like I say curvy with like these quotations because like I hit puberty, we're talking about all I had is like a hip and I had some boobs. Like I wasn't even struggling with my weight. I was just a curvaceous girl. Like I'm a bigger girl. There's no dieting I could do in the world to not make me a voluptuous girl. But that body type just simply didn't exist. And by not seeing it, like my shows I was watching were like Sweet Valley High and 90210.
Yeah,
there's no love interest in those that looked like me. And so I think it started then. And I always remember like growing up and then like going through university and all of it, always sort of feeling like I was the big one. I was the big friend. And which is crazy because at that time I would have been like, what, a 10 or a 12. And then when I went on The Housewives, it was the first time in my life that I like found my people.
Yeah.
Like people were like, she's pretty. She's got amazing fashion. I love her body. And I was like, I was like living in this time before that where I had to fit into something else. And when I went on social media and went on that TV show, it was like I found this group of women who were like, no, you're my people. I aspire to have that fashion sense that you have. Yeah. I want to have your body type. They were like, your body goals. I'm like, what? I'm body goals.
You know what's so ironic about that is that when we watch like the Housewives, what do you call it? The Housewives
franchise
seems like so much like negativity and fighting and people like just.
I think she meant her community.
No.
Oh. Like,
oh, you.
Like, you meant like right. The audience.
No, but and everything is just
no.
So,
the
like,
whole thing is that
nasty, and that you're saying your experience
was positive.
Was positive.
Oh, I flipped the script on The Housewives. Like I took a show about women fighting with each other and turned it into this whole incredible movement and this app and its clothing lines all focused on empowering women. And I swear I'm like, I think that's something I'm really proud of because that show can bring you down. Like you are dragged into nasty. And through it, I found this community of amazingly supportive, awesome women, not on the show, on the in the audience, on social media. No, the girls are nasty. Like it, that, those, but on social media, I found this community of women who were like, you're my girl. And we just started supporting each other and it started building from there. And I was just honest and real about it. Like, I'm on television trying to do an interview and they've like squeezed me into this designer dress. The designer dress is ripped open, popped open.
That was our segment. Remember with us, we couldn't get into the clothes they had. And we're like,
oh my God, that
I broke. We had to safety pin it.
Even that segment was like an example of them trying to put me into something that they wanted me to be rather than me just getting to be myself. Yeah. Like everyone was like, we want you to be this money focused, obsessed trophy wife. And I was like, that's not who I am. And I kind of feel like I really blossomed when I learned that I didn't have to be something that the TV show was telling me I needed to be, because it was the same thing the people I was surrounded with were telling me I needed to be. Like those housewives that I knew in real life were just the same. Like they were the same.
Yeah.
Are you getting a ticket?
Yeah, no, but I'm just going to move.
Now, growing up curvy, I'm putting air quotes in here.
Yeah, like because, a million quotations here, because it's not fair to women living in a bigger body.
I know.
But they're looking at me and saying,
yeah.
Oh, she's the standard.
I know. So did you, because, you know, we are, a lot of people that are listening are, you know, mothers of daughters and sons who may not necessarily like fit into that like skinny blonde girl, because even though things have changed, like,
yeah.
There's a lot of young people are still like that, right?
Yep.
Or at least still striving to be like that or dieting to be on, trying to change a body that can't be changed. But when you turn to fashion, you love fashion, you always look so fabulous. Did you find it hard to find, like be as fashionable if you weren't a size zero?
To this day, I would say I'm like, okay, so I had a baby 11 weeks ago.
Oh my God. And he's the cutest thing in the world, by the way.
Thank you. And I would probably say before I got pregnant, I was a size 12. I'd say now I'm sort of maybe a size 14. And I would say in this exact moment, I probably have access to less than 5% of fashion.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
yes.
For me to be stylish and for me to kind of express the style I want to express, it's that much harder than it is for a girl living in a size 6. And so, look, kudos. If you can be curvy and fabulous and stylish, you deserve extra props because you just don't have access. That's why I made the clothes. That's why I made the fashion lines. Because
yeah.
I didn't have clothes.
I know. I know. And
it's
like
crazy.
It's so frustrating going into all the stores, and we experience it with our daughters too, going into all the stores and they just want to wear what's on the mannequin and they don't have the size that fits. And it's very confusing for especially the young mind.
I have a question for you, and I don't know the answer. And I mean, I feel like how do we get to a place where women can have like self-control, because I feel like there's often wars within the body confidence movement.
Totally.
Where someone's like, if you want to work out or lose weight, you can't talk. Like there's so many rules that women put on each other. And if you
are you working out, why are you working out so hard? Why do you want to lose weight? Don't you like yourself the way you are?
Yeah.
Or
so
like
confusing.
If someone eats a burnt, like it burnt, like it's different body size, eats one thing, it's celebrate another one. It's like, there's so much war in there. And we find, are we getting to a place?
Are we getting better?
Where we can have self-control, where we can control our own, what works for us without being like, fucking
torn down by everybody else.
Yeah. We can't rely on the world to get us there. Like we have to stop relying on like celebrities and the media to get us to a place where we're going to feel good about our bodies. I like everyone puts all this weight on an actress. So why aren't they doing it for us? I scrap that, put that aside. You need to do the work for yourself so that you can take on the world as it changes and as your body changes and as you age, feeling confident as you go through life, because you're gonna interact with, maybe it's a celebrity that makes you feel like shit. Oh, sorry, I can't swear. Maybe it's a celebrity.
No,
that makes you feel
you
bad.
Can say
okay,
shit.
Then maybe it's a mother-in-law who makes you feel bad. But then maybe you've got a boyfriend who like tells you look fat when you go to get dressed. So you have to arm yourself with the tools to have confidence. Like, that's why I built my app. Like, you go on and you can say, I'm suffering from body stress today. And then I come on and I give you like how to feel good in the mirror while you're in a change room. Or maybe it's like you're going through menopause and I'm like, here's how you can deal a meditation with how to deal with this change, what's happening with your beauty and your mind. Like, we have to arm ourselves with the tools. And that I feel really strongly women know. Like, this is a muscle. I've exercised my confidence. I didn't just have it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
I do love that you're saying this because when you put your triggers on everybody else, you're never in control of, you know, of your own destiny, because everywhere you turn and everyone's trigger is going to be different. Like, someone's trigger could be a bathing suit and someone else's trigger could be a change room and someone else's trigger could be a burger. Like,
and you can't control that.
No, you're going to live walking raw, right?
You have to go through life, like, preparing yourself to take on whatever comes at you. And be able to take it in. Like, a girl messaged me yesterday and she said she's been using my app and following me for a while. And her mother said to her as she walked out of the room yesterday, if you lost some weight, you might be able to find a husband.
Oh.
And she said in another instance, that would have like unraveled me. She's like, but I've been using Anna and I've been building my confidence. And I turned to her and I said, my size rocks. And she's like, and it didn't faze me. And I was like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, arm yourself. Okay, like, also that sucks for her mother, but like, arm yourself with the tools to be able to take on whoever it is, whatever ad you see, whatever magazine you open, and there's some model in it that triggers you, because we can't control the outside world, but we can control how our confidence is determined. Like, I always say this, do not put your self-worth on lease. You don't lease it out to some guy where he gets to determine when you get it back. You own it. It's yours. You own it, control it, and never lease it out.
Can you love yourself? Can you, like, we believe, I won't ask, I'll tell you, we believe, and then I'll get your opinion. You can love yourself, but want to do things differently in order to make things smoother, better, happier. And I don't mean body like type. I mean, like, you know, after you have babies, shit changes. Like, I cannot do certain foods. I just can't do them because I will shit my pants or constantly have acid reflux. Right. So it's like, and then it's like, we're trying to put women in one phase of life and be like, you all have to be here at the same time. When I'm like, this is a journey, and someone in their 80s needs to take shit like seriously versus someone in their 20s who might be searching for self love, you know, like this, I feel like we're all looking for one.
It's exactly what you said. No, it's exactly what you said. I even have a practice that's like, about loving yourself while wanting to change yourself. Like, you can want to change without having to hate yourself.
Yes.
Like, girls, listen to me now. You can hate yourself into skinny. You can. You cannot hate yourself into loving your body.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so let that absorb. You can hate yourself to change yourself, but it won't change how you feel about yourself.
Yeah.
And like, that's important for girls to know. Like, and it's also this idea that we have to always be one thing. Like, people tell me this, well, you're a curvy girl, so why are you wearing a fashion line that only goes to size 12? I'm like, because that fashion line looks good and it fit my body. And I don't owe you an explanation. I'm allowed to want to be and do whatever I want. I'm allowed to want to lose weight. I'm allowed to want to change. I'm allowed to get Botox in my face. If I wanted plastic surgery, I'm allowed. Guess what? I can do whatever the hell I want.
Yes.
And that doesn't mean I don't love myself.
Yes.
I don't owe anyone an explanation.
Like, I feel like
and
this conversation,
that's what we need to work towards.
Nat and I on this podcast try to preach that because I think we're shaming women even more who aren't at a place who love themselves but want to change. So they're shamed into thinking that there's something wrong with that.
And I can't believe how long we've been having this conversation, but I remember so long ago when I would just be open about the fact that, like, you know, I wanted people to wear a pair of jeans and be comfortable. And I was like, but Nat, don't be so hard on yourself. You're beautiful. I'm like, I know I'm beautiful. How do you think I feel?
I've just had a baby.
Yeah.
And I've just had a baby, and everyone is like, give yourself grace, be kind to yourself. Because I said, like, I'm not confident. Like, my clothes don't fit the same. Mm-hmm. My stomach is left with all of the space it never had.
Mm-hmm.
I felt so confident. I'd worked out so hard and I was so strong before I had that baby.
Yeah.
And now I feel like all of the effort that I put in, all the work I get in, and it's just lost because my body just doesn't feel like good. I want to feel like hot shit.
Yep.
And I felt like hot shit then, and I don't right now. And everyone's like, well, you know, like, you're supposed to be the confident one. And I was like, I am confident. And I'm also allowed to want to look how I want to look. And it's not because I'm trying to impress somebody. It's because I felt good that way.
Yes.
I felt confident that way. I'm allowed to not, also, like, we're allowed to not feel like hot shit every day. And also be body confident queens.
Yes.
Like, there's the girl said to me, well, you're the queen of confidence, aren't you? But here you are saying that you don't like your postpartum body. I said, oh, no. I didn't say I don't like my postpartum body. I have never, ever appreciated my body more. I said, I want to be strong again. I want to lose the weight that I put on when I had a baby. Why am I having to apologize for that?
Yep,
it doesn't make me not confident. It doesn't make me not wanting to love myself.
Yeah.
Also, just try not commenting. This is my own journey. I haven't felt this out of sorts with my body ever. Like, my body is not my body anymore.
My boobs leak
when I'm on, like, I'm in the middle of a photo shoot. I have a boob leaking.
Wait till you have sex. I don't know if you have, but then your boobs are like leaking during it. You're like, what the hell is going on?
There's a lot of things happening.
I'm so appreciative of, like, you know, your app and this conversation, because I really do feel like in order for us as women to influence the younger generation, and I mean girl, boy, they, them, like that,
everyone,
that generation, I do feel like we need to get to a place of, if not, I hate the word inclusivity, but I believe we need to get to a place where we honor each person's journey rather than scrutinizing what everybody's doing and what everyone's saying, because I think that the biggest lesson we can all learn is to how to love yourself. It's not just your body. It's included in how you move through life, how you feel good about your relationships, how you feel good about your friendships. You know, it's like, it's a whole package. It's not like I'm body confident, so now I'm confident in the world. Right. That's not how it goes.
Which is exactly what you're saying.
It's also like not this, I tell women this, like, they're like, well, she's born with it. It's genetic. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this isn't a gene. My confidence isn't a gene that I was gifted with, like the color of my hair. This is something that I work at every single day. And like, that's what I put into the app. It's like, you do this 5 minutes a day. And I promise you, in like a week from now, 2 weeks from now, it builds. It's like momentum.
But confidence medication. It's like meditation for confidence. The app for?
Anyone who has a cycle and up. So like 14 and up. All the way through to menopause, postpartum, like if you're past your menopause, perimenopausal, you're trying to get pregnant. We basically, what happens is you go on and you tell Anna how you're feeling, and then we provide you practices to help you get through whatever stage of life you're in. Maybe it's you're trying to get pregnant. Maybe you're trying to combat menopause, whatever it is. We have all these practices to help you feel good in that stage of life. But it's informed by your hormones. So, you know, my husband is this like incredible fertility doctor. So it's built with all of this medical part of it that understands what's happening with your hormones and how those hormones affect how you feel every day. Like, you know how you kind of like have days where you want to text your husband and say, FYI, I'm putting you on notice. I'm going to be a little bit emotional today.
That's yesterday. I actually didn't warn my husband, but I warned
it. It's not you. That's not like you're not quote unquote crazy, or you're not like a bad person, or you're not a bitch or something like that. You've got like hormones running through you that are changing how you feel. And I feel like when you know that and you're empowered with that, you can combat it, own it, control it. It's about like owning our minds, controlling our happiness, like owning our destiny. Like that's what it's about. And it's an awesome app. It's totally free. I don't know of any way of making money off of it. So the only thing people can do is use it and love it. And that's what's bringing me joy.
Okay, so I read a story of yours yesterday. Maybe I heard you say it, but something about you're going to be creating more fashion for everyone.
So much more. Well, I've had now 2 sellout collections with Joe Fresh, which are size 0 to 3X. I've got another incredible collection coming with Joe Fresh, and then I have another something coming that's amazing, that is totally different. That when it comes, people will be very happy. But it's a very brown. I can't say. Well, it's not a collaboration. Let's say that it's not a collaboration.
Okay, Roxy, do you? Okay. I do you know Remy Bader?
Ovs.
And she's getting a lot of hate for the Revolve collab right now because she's calling it an inclusive line and it's not inclusive and all.
What size does it even go to? I'm part of the haters.
I think it goes to 3X.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Everyone's like, how, if you're in the industry, what isn't like, how can you include everybody for, is it possible in the fashion world? Because we did it with Tay Livy and we understood that for like cost production and you have to go to a different, it's like right up to the manufacturing, it becomes challenging and oppressive. Like right when you try to order stuff, it only goes to here. And then they actually don't make it bigger unless you go and cut and sew and make them the next size. Right.
Yeah. Well, it really depends on the designer. I think in that particular instance, I didn't know she was getting hate over the Revolve collaboration, but I could totally understand why. Revolve has got to be the least inclusive fashion like house that I've ever seen. It's a store, and every picture, every image, every influencer trip is so one-dimensional. And then they said, oh, we're going to be inclusive, we're now going to include some different girls with different skin colors. Okay, so that was their move towards diversity, but then those girls all have the same body type. And then they come out with something and they say they're going to do something with Remy, but of course it's all like the stretchy cheap fabric. It's like the easy stuff. It's the Fashion Nova stuff that curvy girls can already get. The cheap bodycon stretchy stuff. Like, where's the Zimmerman for us? Like, where's the cool stuff on Revolve? What are the cool girls going to wear that line? Or is it just going to be like the curvy girl cheap line at Revolve? I mean, for me, it's a step in the right direction. Hey, but why don't you really put your money where your mouth is and make some good quality clothes that your other influencers that are a size 2 would want to wear?
Fair. That makes sense. What you're saying.
That makes a lot
of sense. I love Remy, and I think it's a step in the right direction. And I think anyone, I say all of that, but anyone doing anything is a good step. And like, at the end of the day, people don't seem to understand this is a business. And some cases, in a lot of instances, you need to make the business case for it before you can actually do it. So it's a little bit, I mean, I have mixed feelings about it.
When you look at, not for women, but then also for like our, you know, teenage girls or younger girls, what are some of your favorite inclusive stores or fashion places to shop?
I just love H&M. Like I direct everyone to H&M. I like think it's cool. I think it's a good price. I think you get nice stuff there. I love it. I wear it all the time myself. And it's like genuinely like I'm not associated with them. I just love their stuff. And I think that not a lot of people are doing inclusion well. And I think they do it well. I think they have a really big size range. And I think like in the last year, they've really increased their sizes. Like even their bigger sizes are much more accommodating. I think I would love to see that kind of stuff come out of like a Zara or and that kind of thing. But I like H&M.
Zara is
a triggering place.
Zara is, a large can be a small can be, it is such
but
a
that's why I tell girls to go to H&M. Like I'm being honest, it's a good price and the stuff is cute and I wear it and I feel super fashionable in it. And I can suggest things from there that fit other girls. Obviously I have a line with Joe Fresh, so I love them too, but I'm not going to say there's a bunch of brands. So many brands call me and try to pay me to talk about them. And I was like, no, I don't wear your stuff. It's so ugly. Like, amazing. Honestly, that's honestly so ugly. I would never wear it. And I think it's a crime. You're giving this to curvy girls. Like, shame on you.
We'll say for the tweens and teens, I saw a few hauls on Abercrombie doing the curvy girl.
Abercrombie does a good jean and stuff for curve.
Our girls, my daughter can only wear the curvy. There's a curvy, like an actual curvy line at Abercrombie that has leg room. Like it makes so they're not like skin tight. So for those listening, if you have athletic or strong or, you know, daughters who are not one size, that's a great place to go and get the jeans.
For me, Abercrombie, like, I think it's amazing what they're doing now, but I always like go back to that place in my, like, that was like, I swear when my body issue started was like the girls at the mall who worked at Abercrombie. Even then when I was like 12, I could never go to the mall and it was like, so the girls all looked one way. The jeans all fit one way. I mean, low rise jeans are responsible for my body issues.
Oh my gosh. What do you think of Brandy Melville?
I don't know. I don't have a tween, but I know like tweens love it. I'm here. You know what? Here's what I'd be here for. I'd be here for beautifully designed clothes that fit a lot of women that are stylish and like good quality. I would love to see that.
Can you do that, Roxy, for everyone, please?
All I could say is perhaps it's coming.
That's
but,
great.
But then I tell women, be expected to pay more for it because that is something I struggle with every day. Women are like, well, that's so expensive. And I was like, you can't have it all, ladies. Like, you want good quality clothes. They can't be dirt cheap. There's a reason things are dirt cheap.
Right.
So be like honest with yourself about what you want out of fashion. You can't have it all. You can have fast fashion that's inexpensive and quick, or you can have beautifully quality clothes that are going to cost more because it costs money to create silks and beautiful fabrics.
Okay, I have one question before we look. Okay, I was going to say how...
We could talk forever.
I know we could, but you're in Barbados, and I'm very cognizant that you're on a beach. How are you going to teach your son, if he identifies as a male, because I think we really get stuck on girls empowering themselves, but I think boys have to be part of the conversation.
Totally.
And they have to be part of the movement, and... What are the life lessons you're going to teach him in order to up and celebrate women who are of all sizes and not fall into the trap of what's beautiful.
He's my son, so he's got his thick mama to like look at her. He's already loved my juicy boobs and thighs and just squishing into them. So he's gonna learn to love that. And I'm gonna learn to teach him that like we celebrate people for who they are, and that the first order of business is not just judging someone based on how they look. Like, let's get to know people, let's value people based on who they are, rather than the size of their jeans. And I'm going to teach him that as well. Like, body confidence is not just a girl thing. We need little boys and men who feel confident and comfortable in their skin and owning who they are. And I just really hope that I can impart on him that beauty is so much bigger than what you see from your eyes.
I love that.
I have to ask, I know that we messaged you on Instagram, but how's it going, new mom?
Oh my gosh, that's like a loaded question, it feels like.
Okay.
Like, it's like people
funny.
Ask me that.
You seem very calm. You seem very wicked.
Like
you seem very here. Yeah.
You know, I'm like, what did they call my pregnancy? Like I'm like a mature senior pregnancy or whatever it is.
Geriatric.
Yeah. There you go. So I'm 38 and I had a baby when I'm 38, and maybe it's the place I'm in life, but I'm just so happy and grateful and filled with joy from it that I feel really zen. I have an amazingly supportive partner that helps, but I mean, the no sleep thing is no joke. I think like a lot of women who are suffering, I want to tell them to reach out and ask a friend or a family member to take a night and let them have a good night's sleep, because we can't function. We can't be happy. Our minds can't be right. We can't physically take care of ourselves. Our hormones are all out of whack when we don't sleep. And so I think the no sleep thing is something that is like torture. And I think we really, really need to ask for help on that front and get a good night's sleep.
You don't eat properly when you're tired. You don't like nothing.
I'm struggling with that stuff. But if I'm struggling, like, believe me, and I've got resources and I've got people around me, believe me, I know women are really, really struggling with this. I would say, like, just ask a friend, can you just watch my baby for the night so I can have one good night's sleep? And be honest about it and be open about it. Because I think that it's hard. I think that there's so many emotions running through me. I mean, I haven't taken one day of maternity leave. I launched Anna, my app, the week my baby was born.
Yeah, that was
and
crazy.
I'm still running my business. I haven't had one moment of like, this is how I create my life. So I'm not complaining. In doing this, I've designed it that I also have my baby by my side all the time. I work from home. I do what I want, but it's hard. Like, it's really, really, really hard. And I just want people to know that, like, if you look at me and think my life's aspirational, I'm struggling.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Too.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, that's the truth. Like, it's yep. hard. I don't know. It's also beautiful and incredible and amazing and joyful. And
you're allowed to have both. We always say,
like, both can exist. Like, both truths can exist. But then I think if I were able to fix the sleep thing, then I think that it would be a lot less stress on my life and my family.
That's,
you know, when you and your husband haven't slept in 3 months, you're like at each other's throats. And then we came to Barbados and we've slept because we have someone helping us here. And oh my God, we're like new people.
It's like you're a new human. Aren't there some like crazy, I don't know if they still do, I'm sure they do, some crazy jails where your torture is actually to be, the loud music to stay awake. And that's how it feels. And I remember the first time.
It's been transformative. It's the first time I've slept in 3 months.
Transformative. Your mind is like evens out. You don't feel like
you believe that there's like, and there is a mom I actually saw the other day. She was a friend, a follower, a fan. And she, when she first had her first baby, she's like, I don't know if I can do this. And she was a brand new mom and she lived in my neighborhood. And then I looked at her with her, like, you know, newborn. I go, this is crazy, but it will settle down. And you might go back for more. Like, you may just be, it's like, I can't imagine being there. Lo and behold, I see her walking through the neighborhood, one strapped to her, one in the stroller. And she's like,
I literally have had 3 nights sleep. And I said to my husband, I'm like, what's happened to her? She's like, it's only been 3 nights. Like, it's been 3 nights of you sleeping. Like,
and she yelled at me. She's like, you were right. I did it again. I'm like, and then, you know, they get to the phase where they actually can eat cereal on their own. And you're like, wow, that was a time.
I'm still not sure if this is an inappropriate question, but because it's you, I'm going to ask.
Go for it.
Okay. Do you want to have another baby?
Oh, yeah. I want all the babies.
Oh, yeah.
We want all the babies. But, like, we'll see what life brings me. And let's be honest. Like, this is everyone's lying if they say that, like, look, I think I can handle all the babies if I have all the help. But people are completely full of shit who are saying that otherwise. Like, I am in a position in my life where I can do the things that I want to do because I have a support system around me. Yep. And I can't tell you how much hate I've gotten online. People are like, she's probably got a nanny, a cook, a driver, a this or that. I was like, well, I have a nanny. But I also have two full-time businesses.
And even if I did.
Who cares?
And even if I was a stay-at-home mom who had a nanny, a cook, and a whatever the hell she wants, stop judging people. Yeah. Like,
you are still a mom.
We all have our struggles. That's it. I think that people think because, like, I'm not comparing myself to someone else. I'm just saying that do not underestimate, like, the struggle someone might be going through or what it might feel like. Everyone's got their journey. Everyone's got something. Every woman, I can tell you from running Anna and from running the business that I do, all I do is talk to women about what's going on in their minds. Every girl from every journey, from every income, from every walk of life, from every race is experiencing things. Mm-hmm. And just let's give her grace. Like, let me be, like, someone said I was complaining about being a new mom. Like, oh, wow, 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 it's so hard for her.
Oh, I said, God.
I didn't say it was so hard for me. I was trying to make a post where I was saying, like, for all the new mamas out there, this is hard. And I want you to know that you're not alone. Like, I wanted people to not think like that everyone else has it together.
Yes.
Like, because people look at me and think my life is aspirational. And I'm like, I'm just letting you know, I don't have it all together.
Yes.
And so, like, and then they're like, well, you're complaining. I was like, I'm not.
Even if you did, you're going to have hard days and moments because you're dealing with another human. And we always get flack for, like, there's mom levels. Like, if you're a stay at home mom, you're better. Like, if you travel for work, you don't know what it's like to be a real mom. Like, there was a whole.
This is me. You're like, you don't have to be a real mom. I was like, I get this about my body too. Well, we want women with real bodies.
Yeah.
I'm never skinny enough or I'm not fat enough. I'm not big enough. I'm not voluptuous enough. I'm not curvy enough. I'm not thin enough. Now I'm not a mom enough.
I know.
A human came out of my vagina. Okay. Yeah.
And even if it didn't, and it came and to even you in if it came out way,
in another way,
you would still. There's no dad that's not dad enough. You know it.
It could have been handed to me. It could have come from adoption. It could have come out of my stomach. Yeah. It could have come out of my fucking toes. Let me tell you, I have a human to take care of.
Yeah.
And that also, like, anyone who's ever told me they've been busy before, I'm like, what was I doing before?
I know. All the time.
I know.
Literally, I was like, all the time.
Like, so I just want women to know, like, if I could impart anything on anybody or pass anything on, I just want everyone to know it's an ever evolving journey, but work for it, because you can control your mind. Like, you can control your happiness. You can control how you feel.
Totally.
Your hormones are at play, and you, when you understand them, believe me, you can get a better grasp on feeling good every day. But also know you won't feel good every day, and that doesn't make you bad.
Okay, so speaking on that, tell everybody about your app and where they can find more about you and follow you.
It's on the App Store. It's on the Google Play Store. It's Anna, A-N-A. You can follow the Anna app on Instagram or Luxurious Roxy, which is me. I really hope people download it, because I really made it like out of pure love. Like, there's no brands involved. It's just me, my husband, and our team. We built something that we think we can provide free care to women around the world if enough women use it. And I tell you, this is like the purest, most beautiful, soulful thing I've ever done, is create this app.
I don't
know if I'm going to go bankrupt doing it, because I haven't figured out how to make any money yet. But I swear to God, if like I can just keep doing this and women keep telling me that it's working for them, I know that this will be the best thing I've ever done.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for taking time to chat with us. I think this conversation just
and needs- congratulations, girls.
Thank
like
you.
I'm seeing you in Times Square. Excuse me.
Someone's like, "Did you cry?" I'm like, "No, we don't really do that. We just."
I feel like I almost cried. I was like, I felt like deeply like proud of you two. Like, these are big deals, and don't think that you shouldn't take these moments to like. And it's just because your moms have all these people and have this great business and have created all this thing. And this, it's just like for anyone to go out there and try and put their dreams out there and put yourself out there and be vulnerable with the public every day. Like, that takes courage. And I just think like everyone in this world of wanting to cancel everybody and tear everyone apart and identify the flaws in the one word they made or said, know that it takes a hell of a lot of courage to put yourself out there. And when you see yourself in Times Square, you're like, I did it. So feel good about that.
Thank you, Roxy.
Thank you, Roxy. My brothers didn't even tell me that I was in Times Square, so I appreciate that.
I actually thought our families were going to surprise us there, and I'm looking around. Nobody was there. It's fine.
I know. Sometimes my mom texts on like a day of a launch, and she's like, sweetheart, right. Do you know where this is?
Yes.
And I'm like, Mom, I sold out a collection today. Oh, great, honey. I'm just wondering if you're coming to the farm this weekend.
That's exactly like our families.
And we always make a joke. The biggest thing we've ever done is the Costco cover.
Yep.
Like, which is, it wasn't even a photo shoot. They took a picture from somewhere and slapped it on it. We're like, you made it in the Costco cover. I'm like, we definitely
I was in a detergent ad.
A detergent ad.
So are like, we.
During COVID, I was like, something to do. And so I'm like in a detergent ad and people are like, you're groundbreakingly inspirational. I was like, I have changed the Canadian fashion landscape. Like, I am responsible for putting a 3X in a lot of stores.
Yes.
And you're talking about how I was in a detergent ad. Like, it's funny.
Roxy, I remember that. And people say to us, are you guys the Tide girls?
And we're like,
really?
I'm like, that's what you know. We didn't even look good there either. Like, that was a shitty makeup and wardrobe. But anyway.
I love it. Oh, so funny.
Well, let's have cocktails when you get back.
Cocktails and meet the baby.
Oh.
Or leave the baby. Have cocktails.
You guys have time for cocktails. Like, I want to get to the place where I just, like,
yes.
Go
we have
out
time
for
to make time, yeah.
Cocktails. I want to go out for cocktails.
I know. Oh. Yeah, tequila. It's so good.
I know. It did take a long time, though, I have to tell you. But I'm
when
sure
did you guys first go out?
No, a really long time. However, what we've learned is you go early, like 4 to 7, and you just miss bedtime, but you miss witching hour, and then you go home, and you just have a few cocktails. Like, you go easy, and then you go to bed, and you still don't feel bad in the morning. If you have to
That's why I went
night.
To Miami. That's why my husband and I went to Miami. Our baby was 8 weeks old, and we said, this is the moment where we decide he runs us or we run this family.
I love it.
Yeah. So we got on a plane. We went out and I took him in his stroller to like Surfside. I dressed up, wore heels, went out, and he was by my side. And I was so tired. And then I stayed up all night tipsy, which is a really unique experience. and then I was like, okay, this is why people don't go out. But
I know.
I did it. I like made the leap.
Well, take this time that you're away and as
sleep.
Much time as you can to sleep and relax and enjoy your baby and your husband.
And we'll make you go for cocktails.
Yeah, and we'll be following on your stories. Thank you for joining us, Roxy.
Bye, ladies.
Enjoy the music, babe. Bye.
Okay, bye.